Welcome to this week's edition of the High Grow Garden Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bloomer and Russell, PA, Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients, Coast of Maine Organic Soils and Compost, Hydro Farm Horticultural Supplies, Web Insulation and Construction, and High Grow Organics, 355 North Street and 14 Bog Road in Caribou. And now, here's Captain Bill.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our little garden show this week. Once again, I'm joined by the lovely and talented Rachel. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Good afternoon, Bill, and thanks to everyone for tuning in to the first show of our second year on WHOU.
100.1. Where the hits come first, or whatever they say. Yep, this is show one of year two. It's really hard to believe that it's been an entire year since we started this. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about your lawn, shrubs, and perennial flowers. We'll start with your perennial flowers. If you're purchasing new perennials, there is one important thing to look at: the root system. You need to purchase plants that have a well-established root system for your greatest success when you transplant them into your garden. Getting perennials started in containers is the easiest and best way to get a root system developed and healthy before putting them into your garden. If you're purchasing your perennials from a greenhouse or a retail garden center, the easiest way to tell if the plant has a well-established root system is to gently squeeze the plastic container that plants typically are sold in and look down the side of the pot. If it has a healthy, established root system, you should be able to see the root system. The roots should be nice and white, not brown or discolored. If the plant has few or no roots showing, you should not purchase that particular plant because it's not quite ready.
Once you have selected your plants and it is time to plant them in your yard or garden, you may want to enrich your flower beds with some compost. Be sure you select some compost that has been well cured and is fit to be used. All compost is not created equal. For those of you that do not know the compost process, here is a little brief description. Compost is created by putting scraps of discarded fruit, vegetable, and other organic materials such as leaves and so on in a pile. As the organic matter decomposes, it releases heat. The heat kills off any pathogens that could be harmful to your plants, leaving just the nutrients your plant needs to flourish. If the process is not done properly or hurried, you may actually do more harm than good to your plants by infecting them with the pathogens. So be sure to use a high-quality compost like Coast of Maine Lobster Compost that we sell right there at the High Grow Organic Store. If you choose to mix compost, you should try to get a 50-50 ratio of existing soil to compost 5 to 8 inches in depth for your flower bed before planting your new perennials.
If you have existing perennials, especially if you have had them for some time and they have some age on them, you may want to add some compost to the top of your flower bed. Gently mix it into your existing soil and water it in. The nutrients from the newly added compost will leach down through your root system and help keep your perennials healthy for a much longer time. If you're not inclined to compost or you know you have poor soil, you can add fertilizer, or you can add fertilizer and compost. If you use the fertilizer and compost thing, don't use very much fertilizer. We have all the fertilizers and compost you need for any type of perennial that you may be growing right at the store at 355 North Street. Now back to keeping your perennials healthy. It's the time of year when all of the insects that spread disease are about your garden. Typically, the only way for your plants to get a disease is through the roots or a break in the surface of the vegetation or stalk. The most common pest to spread disease is our old foe, the aphid. Another is the thrip. There are many, many more, but I'm going to just pick on those two today. We carry several 100% organic remedies for these and many more common and not-so-common garden pests. Other factors that will affect the health of your perennials is placement, of your perennials. Be certain to check whether or not they like or dislike direct sunlight or shade. Planting plants that like some shade and direct sunlight will certainly weaken them, and they will not thrive. And as they get weaker, that makes them more susceptible to disease. Another thing is, don't crowd your plants. They should have plenty of room to grow. Keep in mind that they're little baby plants, and then they're going to grow up, and then all of a sudden they're crowded. It's really easy to plant them too close when they're babies, as you want your garden to look full. But if you use proper spacing, your garden will remain healthy and beautiful for years to come.
If you have shrubbery around your property, here are a couple of tips to keep them healthy and beautiful. First, you should give them a dose of Triple 10 or Triple 6 fertilizer a couple of times over the season beginning now. About a cup of fertilizer per 10 feet should do it. Make certain you spread the fertilizer evenly around your shrub base. When you prune your shrubs, you should do it in late winter or early spring before the sap starts running in them and buds appear. This will lessen the chance of disease entering the freshly pruned branch. The pruning cuts should be made at a 45-degree angle. If you have an old, overgrown hedge you would like to spruce up, well, this is going to take some time. There is a 3-year rule to use if your hedge has gotten out of control. For each of the 3 years, take 1/3 of the biggest branches off, beginning at the base of the shrub. It is a long process, but in the end, you can tame your unruly hedge and restore it to its intended beauty.
It's hard to watch a beautiful hedge go bad. It's, you know, it's a shame. You try to raise them right and all that, and you know, then they just go bad. Going to give you another tune now. We're going to play one from a lady named Carrie. Not a lady. She's a young lady named Carrie Rodriguez. She's a Texas-born songstress, granddaughter of the prolific Texas essayist Frances Nail. She was born in 1978 and has played South by Southwest and many other festivals of notoriety. She played the fiddle for Hayseed Dixie. In fact, I didn't know. That kind of freaked me out because they're kind of a fun band. She began playing violin at the age of 5. She said she began one day when she was in daycare and was on her way to the bathroom and heard someone playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and realized that's what she should be doing with her life. Here's Carrie Rodriguez with Absence.
Slipping away. Don't those winter winds whisper it's time to let go. Don't a maple look stronger when her last leaves fall into the snow? Snow, sleet, wind, and rain, breath on a window. The heart is truth. Are over the rooftops, sorrowful flight. Don't those winter crows gather together by the light of the moon? Don't a heartbeat heavy alone in a dark and empty room? Snow, sleet, and rain, breath on a window pane. Absence is the hardest truth. Thank you. my mind starts to clear. If I can't make it through on my own, then I better face my fear. Snow, sleet, wind, and rain, breath on a window pane. Absence is the hardest truth. Oh, absence tells the hardest truth.
Absence by Carrie Rodriguez. Hope you liked her. She's a fabulous violin player. She made a good choice to start playing it at 5, I think. We're going to move forward now for caring with your lawn. And it's a big subject. Lawn care and maintenance is a $6.4 billion with a B a year business. We love our lawns here in the good old U.S. of A. Here in the Northeast, there are several things that plague our lawns. Many of us here plow snow from portions of our lawns. This can lead to frost kill and soil compactation. One way to repair this is to get a lawn aerator. A lawn aerator is pulled behind your lawn tractor and removes small plugs for your lawn. After you run the aerator over your lawn, over your compacted lawn, or the frost-killed lawn, you will be left with little bits of soil scattered on your lawn. This is when you would spread new grass seed on the dead aerated portion, hook a light drag behind your lawn tractor, you know, something as simple as a 2x4, and drag it over the portion that you just seeded with the soil plugs. That'll break up the plugs and fill in the holes and seed your lawn all in the same place, at the same place, at the same time. Within a few days, you should see brand spanking new healthy growth in this ugly, brown, compacted, dead area.
For the areas that are not winter-killed, you may need to thatch them. A thatcher is, in its simplest terms, a heavy-duty rake. A thatcher is pulled behind your garden tractor and consists of rotating or spring-loaded tines that will break tangled lawn vegetation up and allow for new growth to flourish. As for fertilizer, you should allow a slow-release, high-nitrogen fertilizer to your lawn early, like now at a rate of 1 pound per 1,000 square feet. Obviously, we could go on and on about lawn care, but that is where we will leave it for today, except for mowing your lawn. For that, we have a lawn mowing expert here with us today. Mark Chapman from Terrio Equipment is joining us once again to fill us in on the proper lawn mowing techniques, mowers, and weed whackers. Welcome, Mark.
Hello again, and thanks for having me.
So, Mark, what can you tell us and our listeners about mowing, the proper height, mowing speed, etc.?
Everybody's different. Some people like a nice thick lawn. Others like it to look like a fairway, the golf course. So depending on how you want to, depending on what you're looking for in the outcome, I recommend between 3 and 4 inches. We'll give you your best cut, and especially the wider the mower deck, the harder it is to keep it even. So, you keep it up a little bit. But then, like I said, there are those who like a nice golf course look to it. So those are the people with the narrower decks that mow it 1.5 inches, 2 inches. You always want to be mowing as fast as you can. You always want the blades turning as fast as they can. If you always want your RPMs up as high as they will, turn to produce the best cut.
So we all know that you sell John Deere tractors and mowers. What should you consider when you're purchasing a mower? I know there's zero turns and there's all different kinds of tractors and mowers and decks and widths and heights and lions and tigers and bears. If somebody comes in and is looking for a tractor, what do you typically ask them?
First thing I ask them is how much you're looking to spend. Unfortunately.
Well, they got deep pockets when they're walking in to buy a John Deere.
No, that's not true. That's not true. My pockets are very shallow when I work there. You start there, and then you want to find out how much lawn they're mowing. Do they want to do anything else with the machine as far as hauling a cart or rototilling or snow blowing or anything like that? If they just want a basic lawnmower, then we'll put them into something that we think suits their needs. The zero turn mowers, if all you want to do is mow and get it done, then that's the way to go. But most people either love them or hate them.
Well, you talked me into buying one, Mark, and I love it.
There you go. Perfect example.
I absolutely love it.
So, Mark, what would be some of the pros and cons to a zero turn?
The pros, like I said, is cutting your time in more than half.
For sure.
The cons, you lose the capability of, you know, like I said, if you wanted to put a snowblower on it or do tractor-type activities with it. You can haul carts around, but it's a son of a gun to try and back those things up, especially with the cart behind you. But you can haul a cart around with them, which some folks do. It's really about it. They're a great machine, and you know it's all about doing it and getting it done quickly when it comes to the zero-turn mowers.
So obviously you have several mowers to choose from. I bet you have some financing available, too.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. We always do. John Deere is always offering great rates on new equipment. You know, there's always low rate financing available for all of our machines. So stop in and see me anytime. We'll sit down and discuss it.
Weed whackers, do you whack your weeds?
Putting me on the spot here.
Oh, his face is turning red.
I'm a whacker of the weeds, and we have several to choose from.
Yourselves.
We have a full line of steel trimmers, and we also have Honda handheld trimmers as well.
Thanks, Mark. I hope our listeners will stop on up to Terrio Equipment and talk to you about some of the mowers and trimmers with you.
I hope so, too. We're at 1062 North Street. Come up anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming and filling us in on your mowers again. All right. We're gonna close the show out with a song, as usual. This man is proof of the popularity of Americana music. He, along with other mainstream rock artists, are moving to performing Americana music. Some of those artists include Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin fame and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, just to name a couple. This guy fronted one of the most popular party/bar bands of the 1970s. The J. Geils Band. They were known for high-energy live shows and packed houses. Well, now Peter Wolf, frontman for that band, is trying his hand at Americana. Here he is singing a remake of one of his own songs, Love Stinks, in bluegrass style. And thank you all for listening to this week's High Grow Garden Show.
Let's take him to the Appalachian Hills. Come on. She loves him, and he loves someone else. You just can't win. And so it goes till the day you die. This thing that called love gonna make you cry. I had the blues, red and the pinks. One thing for sure. Side by side, love is gonna find you. Yes, it is. You just can't hide. You'll hear it call, and your heart will fall. Then love will fly. Bye bye, let's go. Now I don't care what any Casanova thinks. All I can say is
love stinks.
Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks.
This is Tabitha. Thank you all for listening to the High Grow Garden Show. If you have questions or comments for Bill, please send them to gardenshow@whoufm.com or visit us on Facebook. You can always stop by the store at 355 North Street and ask my dad in person.